Pull up a Bloody Mary, a mimosa, or some prune juice.
Does he have some magic in him? Nix drops back.
And get a serving of Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and other hot menu items.
Underneath, touchdown, Ducks! Wow!
This is Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher.
Oh! Off the upright! And good! He kissed it in!
On the Odyssey app and 1080.
All these things are true. I wouldn't lie. I don't lie to you guys, baby.
The Fan.
Hour number two. By the way, the consensus is in, according to my son's 10-year-old friends, the dunk contest is better than the three-point contest. It's settled.
I think they're 10, and they don't know what they're talking about. So there, take that, Joey, and your little buddies.
Wow, just insulting a 10-year-old? Well, I did insult like a 7-year-old at a Blazer game a couple weeks
anybody
ago.
Anybody can get it. Don't care how old you are. Why is that baby looking at me like that? Yo. You're going all Will Ferrell.
Oh, you're going all the dude guy in Real Bros of Simi Valley.
Yeah.
Get your
boy, dog.
You've known him for like maybe a year. Maybe for a year. Maybe.
He's my son.
Yo, stop looking at me like that.
Why is he looking at me like that?
That's so good. All right, we got some audio to play because there was a new event on All-Star Saturday, which I think they need to bring this back next year once Caitlin Clark gets into the league.
Mm.
Maybe make this a thing. Whoever the top shooter is in WNBA, have them go up against like Steph or Dame or something like that.
Say they go twos.
Like two v two? Blacktop?
Not like actually playing against each other, but... Yeah, get two women, so Caitlin and Sabrina.
Ah.
Against Steph and Clay, Dame, whoever else.
Yeah, I'm down with it. I was going to say, boy, if you want more Kenny Smith opinions, yeah, have them play 2v2, blacktop style. Because, Kenny Smith, boy, the three-point contest ends, and Sabrina barely loses. I mean, we're talking the final score was Steph 29, Sabrina 26. Sabrina went first, and I think she made 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10 out of her first shots. Like, I even, like, kind of got up off my couch a little bit, like, oh, okay, we might have a game here. And then Steph closed his round out extremely well, just being Steph Curry and making damn near everything, and ended up winning. But... Kenny Smith felt like that there should have been a different format and a different way for Sabrina in order to win this, and I cannot believe he went down this road.
I think she should have shot from the women's line. She should have shot from the women's line. That would have been a fair contest. I still root for Sabrina. I still root for Sabrina.
We all are rooting for Sabrina.
No. She should have shot from the three-point line that the women shoot from.
Why are you putting those boundaries on her?
That's not a boundary. That's what the game is.
She wanted to shoot.
They have a smaller ball, don't they?
She shot a boundary. WNBA ball.
WNBA ball is smaller.
She shot with the WNBA ball.
Yeah, but she should have shot from the line. There's a women's tee in golf and there's a men's tee. For a reason.
No. She a shooter shoot. Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, but they shoot from where they shoot from.
No.
Thank you.
No.
Sabrina.
Good job, Sabrina.
No,
but don't let any man put boundaries on you like Kenny.
Well, then give him a regular ball then.
Don't let
him the same
man
ball.
Boundaries on
give him a regular ball then. It's not fair.
Curry
I disagree.
Made 8 of the 9 money balls to beat Sabrina.
So I think Kenny's goal there was to say that it wasn't fair for Sabrina because she shot from the men's three-point line, which she ended up scoring 26, which was the same score that Trey and Dame and Kat, and I forget who else, all scored in the first round of the actual three-point contest. So it sounds like she didn't really need to shoot from the women's three-point line. But I can't believe that he ended up doing that. Like, in a moment where it's basically like, let's try and bury all those tropes about, like, you know, women are, you know, not as skilled as men. Like, Sabrina's jumper is clean as hell. Like, it is again, I was impressed as hell watching her do that. And you want to talk about pressure. Like, how many three-point like, Steph didn't even have to do this, right? Like, how many three-point contests has he won? How many All-Star? Like, here is, what, the first women ever to participate in any All-Star Weekend event?
Well, yeah, they had they used to have a little two-ball event, and they would have a WNBA player and, like, a retired NBA player
kind of
get together. But other than that, yeah, as far as, like, an actual, like, event, yes.
And she steps up there and nails 26? Like, pretty damn impressive for her to do that. But it was almost like, Kenny, no, what? For the second time, oh, no, baby, what is you doing?
Yeah, number one, you
and
gotta,
Reggie just clapping back at him was the best part about that.
Now, number one, remember this. Remember who Reggie Miller is. Remember who his sister was.
Yeah.
So the fact of, like, knowing a woman can shoot from NBA is like, yeah, Reggie's like, yeah, this is – we know Sabrina can do that. We know she can shoot from there. I mean, Kenny, this is when – this is one of those times where he wants to be the smartest guy in the room. I think when you have personalities like Shaq and you have personalities like Charles, like, and they're – and it's one of those – I mean, players mess up, but – but it's one of those things that Kenny often feels.
I think I caught it.
I hope so. But Kenny,
I think I caught it.
Kenny often wants to feel like he's the smartest guy in the room that's not Ernie. So he'll try to break things down, and most of a lot of time he's wrong. Like, and so this is one of those times where you know that Sabrina it can shoot like that. You know she can shoot the lights out from everywhere. So the fact that she decided to shoot from NBA 3, because I'm pretty sure they asked her, like, are you okay with shooting from the NBA 3-point line?
From what I understand, she said that she wanted to shoot from
there.
The
you go.
NBA.
And again, like you said, she ended up with 26. Like, Karl-Anthony Towns, who won last year, ended up with 26. And three other guys ended up with 26. So she is as good a shooter from that range as four of the guys that could have won last night. Like, that's... That's impressive, man. So this is, again, why I think Kenny Smith just needs to be replaced on All-Star Saturday night. I'm not sure why. He's the guy. I'd much rather hear KG and Paul Pierce. Give me KG and Paul Pierce.
You put KG.
You're for sure going to need a dump button for
those. I was going to say, if you put KG on there, he might pull you a couple of times.
You're for sure going to
Hey, I'm surprised it wasn't me. I have had many moments where it is like right there to slip. Yeah?
I got it.
You checked the tape. We're good.
I got it.
Here's the cool part. Do you know that's never happened in almost 10 years?
That's pretty impressive.
I'll take it.
I'll tell you what. I've only had to dump two people now. So you and the great I Everett Ropp.
See? Exactly. You know,
join the club.
And mind you, I've known
yeah,
a few
it's almost
times
should be
Ropp
we should hang it up in the rafters here.
And I caught both of them.
Dump button had to have been dropped. I remember listening to the first time Jason Sukanik had to get his...
It shocks me he doesn't drop more.
No, yeah, really.
It also shocks me.
I'm sitting listening
more.
Most days like, here it comes. This is where it happens, Suk.
Oh, listen, I talked to Sprague about this a couple weeks ago. I'm like, buddy, I am surprised I've made it this far, and it's only happened once to me. And it didn't even happen in studio to me. I was on the phone with them... Dirt and Sprague, I did a call-in because it was the day after I played Eastmoreland Golf Course, and it did not go well.
Been there.
Might have hit someone's windshield on the very first tee.
Hell yeah.
Tight.
Yeah. No, it was like,
that's dope. That's how you want to start.
It was one of the first rounds of golf that I played when I was getting back into it around COVID time. And, sliced the ball right onto Bybee Boulevard.
Well, Tiger shows you that players mess up.
Hey, it happens, right? It happens. And
it happens.
We finished the first, because we start on the hole 10, and then we get to the hole 11 tee box, and we're going down, and we start to walk down, and then two golf carts are approaching us from a distance. And we're like, what do they want? And sure enough, one of those golf carts was a driver of a car that was going down Bybee Boulevard and told me that I had struck her windshield. And but then, in retrospect, I should have just played ignorant, like, because they asked, they're like, did someone just slice a ball off the last tee box?
And I was
like,
I don't know. I saw it,
like, yeah,
it
was, I mean, I did. I mean,
couldn't be me.
Yeah, and it'd be like,
to pay
for I'll let you know if
yeah. What?
Find out who did it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's dumb.
No, I recommended a good glass shop that I knew was going to be cheap. I was like, go to these guys. I know this isn't going to burn a hole in my
ask
pocket.
Go to Uncle Steve's.
Exactly. Here, take this guy's number and call him.
I know it's going to look shady, but it's not.
But, yeah, and then I was talking about the round the next day on Dirt and Sprague. I think it was they were doing the – what's the hit? damn, that they do where they have people from different...
Crunch?
No, where they're... I don't know what it's called, but they called me. And I was in my home talking on the phone.
The Daily Ticker.
Yes, I was part of the Daily Ticker, and I was giving them the recap of my round. And the I mean, you're in your house, you're on the phone, you're kind of flowing as if it's a regular conversation, and bam, the S word just came out, you know?
It happens like that sometime.
It happens.
As long as I don't do it like at church or like... You know,
it's too bad it didn't happen to Kenny Smith last night, because now we know he wouldn't have been on the All-Star Saturday broadcast going forward.
No, they would let him.
Yeah.
They would continue. Wimby let one slip yesterday.
He dropped a hard F-bomb.
Yeah.
A hard F-bomb. He stuck the landing.
Yeah, right? He made sure he got every single.
This is Michaela
I was wondering.
Meisner.
I was like, is this an alternate stream, like on the Bleacher Report app on like HBO Max or something like that? He can say that? And then I was like, oh no, there's Chuck and Shaq and Ernie. Yeah, this was on TNT.
He's French. There are different rules in France for TV. Like, he didn't know.
That's not a cuss word over there at all. Yeah.
No, they say another word over there that we definitely don't say, even not on radio. So.
Naysayer?
No, not that one.
Okay.
That's just Jalen Milroe.
Oh, my God. So, unfortunately, Kenny Smith is probably going to be on the All-Star Saturday broadcast next year. I mean, I was trying to think of alternate options to those two, Reggie and Kenny. KG would be fun. But, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I really don't know who to sub them with. Just figure it out, though, and get those two guys off. Don't do Draymond, for the love of God.
No, but I think KG would, even if it's not Paul Pierce, because Paul Pierce can be very irritating sometimes, but give me KG.
Yeah, he says some out-of-pocket stuff.
Give me KG and Reggie. Like, I'll go with that. That could be fun.
KG and Reggie?
Yeah, I'll go with that. That'll be fun.
Yeah, well, good for Reggie for sticking up for Sabrina and saying something. That's the only tip of the cap I'll give to him, because he is, bro, they're just them two together yelling over each other on the All-Star broadcast.
I love Reggie Miller, though. I can't help but to love Reggie.
I do. There is a drop of him somewhere in the library of when they were doing a game in Portland. And they were doing like some B-roll in between commercial breaks or going to commercial break. And Kevin Harlan's like, oh, voodoo donuts, Reggie. And then Reggie just, delivery, please. The way he says it. Again, he is like, he's a cornball, but it's in a sense where it's like.
It's lovable almost. Like, okay, you're so corny, bro.
All right, let's wrap things up next. Let's talk about sporting events that we used to care about that we don't care about anymore, like the Daytona 500. I used to care about it. Talladega?
Only Daytona I recognize is Pusha T.
Hey, that was a great album.
Great album.
That was a great album. All right, wrap things up next here, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan. Bears heavy on my Will, can you pop me up real quick, baby? Then I look Give at me my hot keys here. And the world's all right
with me. Delivery, please. Delivery, please.
The one thing that Portland's known for outside of Portland is those damn donuts. I was on a meeting earlier this week with some people from, I think they're in the Chicago, suburbs of Chicago, on the Zoom meeting. And the dude, straight up, he goes, yeah, you know, Portland... I didn't know that this was also from there, but the Voodoo Donuts. And I'm just like, bro.
You got to act like you like Voodoo Donuts? Like, yeah, it's
I'm like, oh, yeah, really yeah, good. Voodoo Donuts. And like, then that's where I'm just like, yeah, we have a lot of better donut places out here, believe it or not.
Voodoo is the
one.
They
got one by the Vancouver Mall now, Jump the Shark.
Really?
Yeah, and it's like nice. It's in a nice spot. It's like Voodoo's supposed to be in a bad part.
Yeah, it's supposed to be in kind of a shady
Yeah, it's supposed to be by the
next
bars.
To the Kit Kat Club.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's supposed to have a bunch of gum on the wall. It's not supposed to be a cool spot. It's all fancy and shiny. It's by the Vancouver Mall, so you know it's like there's no real issues. You're worried that maybe some Karen will walk in and be mad that there was no maple bacon bar. Doesn't work.
What do you mean you're out of glaze? Like, yeah, no, I don't know. I'll say this, and this is to no disrespect to anybody, but. The most overrated donuts.
Oh, I made sure to tell him because, again, I think they have one in Chicago now.
Come on. I went to Universal Studios a couple years ago, and one of the first things you see as you walk into the building is a Voodoo Donut.
Yeah, national now?
They got one in Denver, Boulder, two in Denver, one in Austin, one in Houston, two in Houston.
That's a good spot to have it in Denver.
Another in Austin, one in San Antonio, one in Katy, Texas. They got one opening up in Seattle, Dallas. Yeah, Chicago. I just told him, I was like, don't ever get one with the cereal on it. It sounds like
going
a great
to be stale.
Yeah,
every single time.
It sounds like a great idea. Don't do it because it's like Captain Crunch, Fruit Loops, like on a donut. That sounds great.
It sounds great, and then you eat it, and it's stale as hell.
And here's the thing: it is great when you get it at 2 a.m. It's like there was a hot dog place in college out in Ellensburg, and it was right by the latest bar that would stay open. So you'd always go and get a hot diggity dog afterwards. And it was fantastic at 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. I remember I went there and I got a hot dog at like noon one day just because I was downtown. I was like, all right, I'm already here. I'll go get a hot dog. I love these hot dogs. It sucked.
Terrible.
It was horrible. Don't eat late night drunk food at a normal time.
Seriously.
It doesn't
Taco
work.
Bell is only good for me late night. I've never had Taco Bell at 3 in the afternoon. Like, man. That crunch wrap was delicious. Like,
hit
I mean,
the spot.
Never ever. It's always when I'm super faded and like, bro, all right, man, these chicken nuggets go hard from Wendy's, you know, but outside of that, but Voodoo Donut, like, there's some things that are okay. They have a blueberry donut that's pretty good. The maple bacon, if it's, you know, you kind of warm it up, it's okay. But for the most part, give me a regular donut.
You don't like the C&B?
I don't like the C&B.
The C&B's all right. Yeah, I don't like the C&B. I'm going to be honest with that one. That one's been bought for me a time or two. The C&B's all right.
Just taking the whole thing, I'm sure. Is there cream in the middle of that?
Oh, in all of them. And I'll tell you what, I did not make the connection until the cream filled was bit into.
I think I've had this before.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was thinking of Van Wilder myself. So like Voodoo Donuts, the Daytona 500, what other things do we not care about anymore?
The All-Star
Weekend.
Every All-Star event except for the Home Run Derby.
Yeah, we were saying that before the show. Is the Home Run Derby the best All-Star festivity in all of sports?
I'm a big fan of the Skills Challenge in hockey. I think that's super dope. I think probably so. I think
I was going to say, come on.
Because here's the cool part. I won't watch the All-Star game for baseball most kids. And because it's always something like on a Tuesday, like a Tuesday afternoon, bro, I'm at work. Like I got other stuff to do like most adults. So I'm going to miss the All-Star game, but the Home Run Derby, like I'll have a beer and tune in for that. Like regardless of who is, you know, who's on deck. So,
well, they usually get stars. I mean, think about it. Last year you had Julio, Pete Alonso, Adley Rutschman, Vladdy Jr. I believe. And so when you look at the Home Run Derby, we're complaining about with the dunk contest, they don't get stars anymore, or even up-and-coming guys who are going to be stars or could be stars. The MLB All-Star Game, you've got old stars, you've got up-and-coming stars, and then you'll have one or two guys where you're like, I've never heard of that guy, and then they'll go rip off, you know, 20, 30 home runs, and you're like, oh, maybe I should start paying attention to this guy who plays for the White Sox who I don't pay attention to because they're not good this year, right? So I think they've done a good job of keeping their stars still playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and again, like, see, and that's what I don't get, like, with the dunk contest. Like, why is it the one all-star festivity where stars don't want to participate in? Like that, they're just.
I think it's
like,
hard to be creative now. What haven't we seen in the dunk contest? We haven't seen somebody go between the legs twice. But what haven't we? No, seriously, like what haven't we seen in the dunk contest that's going to get you? Like you can do a dope ass dunk that I don't know Aaron Gordon did, where you jump over the. But we've already seen it, and so. What other cool dunks can you do at this point that we haven't seen?
You also have to be 100% that day. Because everybody's had that day where, you know, hey, I can touch the rim if I have a good knee day. But if I have a bad knee day.
I'm warmed up. Like, yeah.
Right. If I have a good knee day, I can go touch rim. If I don't have a good knee day, I can't. And so I wonder if that plays a role, too, where it's like, I could go and prep for this dunk contest. Or I could go down to Cabo and rest and relax. And that's what I'd rather do.
Yeah, well, again, that's why start coughing up some money, NBA. Adam Silver starts
the only way.
Start slipping a check under the table to these guys because But again, you know, like, man, here I am pulling up the, and I was glad to see he was a judge for this last night. And granted, it was Indiana, and that's probably why they had him as a judge. But Fred Jones, former Oregon Duck.
Portland, Oregon.
2004 NBA dunk champion, who has one of my favorite dunks that I ever saw in a dunk contest. Was, I think it was in his like second round or something, but started from the right side, threw the ball off of the backboard, and then caught it with the left and slammed it. It was one of those like, oh my God.
Portland's own Freddie Jones, man. That was a great dunk contest for us.
I saw someone on Reddit call him Fred Wilson last night.
Yeah.
Like, he went onto the Ducks subreddit and was like, Fred Wilson, former Ducks and slam dunk champion, is a judge tonight. And people are like, excuse me, who?
Yeah, no, Freddie Jones. And actually, Fred Jones's last dunk was an alley-oop from what many people consider Portland's greatest basketball player of all time, Brandon Brooks. So, pretty cool.
So, I mean, you're going to start needing stars to bring back the slam dunk contest. But again, there are the Derrick Jones out there. There are the Fred Jones. Maybe your last name just has to be Jones, and then you'll be really good at dunking.
Potentially. But either way, they need to start, like you said, coughing up some money to make sure you can get the Ja Morants.
But I also think you just need some leapers. Like, I want to see Shaden in one in the next year or two. I mean, he has to do one. That dude has a 44, 45-inch vertical. He needs to make it happen.
No, we'll see, man.
All right, well, enjoy the non-Daytona 500. I don't know what's coming up next year on 1080 The Fan.
The pre-show.
The pre-show of the Daytona 500, that's not happening? Great. All right, thank you for tuning in for Sports Sunday. We'll catch everybody next week. Football's over, but I hope you tune in next week. Rashad, Will, thank you. Everybody, peace.